fifth parak of Bava Basra, eighth Mishnah. Somebody sold wine or oil to his friend and the price went up and down. What happened was he was pouring the oil or the wine into a kli. If the price changed before the kli was filled up, then we say it changed in the reshus amoicha before the sale, and amela the price will change. If the price changed after this kli was filled up, then we say that the price is fixed at the time that at the price when it was filled up, and if it goes up and down afterwards, that's Lokeo's business. The question is, why should it be so? If this kli belongs to the Lokeach, so it's not a kli that has different levels in it. So, whenever it's filled up to a certain level, that should his own kli of the Lokeach should be kind of him. And if it's of the Meicher, then even if it was filled up to the end, never when it came to the kli of the Lokeach. The Gemara said that they borrowed it for the two of them. And the assumption is that it's lent to the Meicher till the kli is filled up. Once it's filled up, it's lent to the Lokeach. And therefore, once it's lent to the Lokeach, it can be coined. And Moya Sals has been named. There's an intermediary measuring for them, in between them. So Nishba Achav is Nishba L'Sals. As he was measuring things, the kli broke, then he has to pay. Why? Because since he's a hired worker, he's like a shomer socher. And unless it wasn't in his kamer, he has to pay. Yeah. Okay. A chayv lahatif lo sholosh tipin. When a person selling oil, so this is a separate din, he's pouring out oil from his kli, he has to, after the stream of the oil or wine came out of the barrel or jug that he's pouring from, so he has to leave it on the kli till three more drops drip out. In other words, he can't stop in the middle or even leave a lot behind. He has to make sure that he came out everything out. Hekino mitza, if he tilted this measure that was full of the wine or the oil on the side and he dripped off the three drippings and mitza, and then he left it on the side till the remaining wine or oil collected. So in other words, he did what he had to do, and there was really just moisture or whatever, a film of liquid on the thing, but then he left it there for a while and he gathered together. So the question is, does he have to give it over to the other party now that he gathered together? There's what to give to the other party, to the one who bought it. We say no, since he behaved himself right when he poured it out, whatever remains behind, even if he could collect it together, belongs to the one who sold it. The person who has a shop is not mechuyev to let it drip till he had these the stream stops and three drips, because he's constantly buying and selling, constantly selling. He doesn't have time for that. So people are meichel. The person measures to his friend Erev Shabbos in the afternoon towards the evening is also potter, because also people are in a big rush and it's not expected for a person to go out of his way to let these three drips come out.